This dream started on Monday, but I did not recall any of it until I woke this Friday morning. Then I realized that I have had small parts of this dream all week. I actually now see how my prayers and the instructions contained in these dreams during the week have been answered all week long. In my dream, I'm sitting on a couch in the same corridor I have been in before. I now hear the sound of horse hooves coming from the right. There is an angel on a white horse riding very, very fast. I stand up and notice that it is the herald. As a horse stops quickly in front of me, the herald jumps off and comes over. He calls me by my heavenly name and says, "He has been sent to me." I tell him that I know Jesus does not make mistakes, but can he send these dreams instead to someone who is important and well-versed in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, someone who is better suited for this task? I tell the angel how Becky and I are overwhelmed with so much work and ask him if this is the way Jesus wants us to keep going. The herald replies that Jesus knows best and we need to learn patience. He reaches over and wipes my tears with his sleeves. He tells me that Jesus knows about all our concerns and prayers, how we are working long hours and have proven ourselves. He says that Jesus knows the condition of the hearts of those who hurl spears and arrows, and reminds me that I was told this would happen and that it will get worse. The herald informs me that soon Jesus will show me that he has taken care of my workload problem and will have me only working for him. I am told that Jesus is working on the hearts of some right now. These people will soon step forward in faith and give assistance so that Becky and I can do only his bidding. I am instructed that we have a great work to do for Jesus, and he needs to have all our energies devoted to him. As for me not having a broad understanding of the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, the herald says that I have a broader understanding than I might know, and that because I am not ordained of man does not mean I am not ordained of God. The angel says that the great teacher has many ways of teaching other than what one can read in what he has written. Referring to Acts 2:17, which says, "And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." The herald asked, "Why do you think that he only shows you views when you are sleeping? Do you not know that he is a great teacher? When it is time, you will share the things you know, along with what you are to share from the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. It is all in his time. I am to tell you that you are not to feel overwhelmed. He would never give you a task that he knows you could not handle." The herald calls me by my heavenly name and says, "If you could only see and understand the impact these messages are making on new souls and the awakening they are having on old souls. Many are beginning to awake from their sleep. You are one of many that Jesus is working with all over the world. There are others who speak a different language with whom the great King is working. You are not alone. You are being led by his Spirit. Those who make accusations against you will have to give an account before the great judge." On Wednesday of this week, I was told by an individual that they had spent the day praying as they worked. The person was impressed to pay a salary to me beginning in January of 2008 so that I am able to work only on the ministry. I now ask the herald about the origin of a certain individual's dream. He says, "I am to tell you a story. There were two men, each built a chair made of wood. The first carpenter cut, carved, and sanded the wood until it was smooth. He then laid out the pieces and glued and nailed the joints together. When he was done, he filled in the nail holes with putty so that one could not see them. The other carpenter cut, carved, and sanded the wood until it was smooth. He then measured, drilled holes, and made dowels and wedges. Using a hammer, he assembled the pieces together so they did not need any glue and nails. Yet the joints were stronger than the carpenter who used nails and glue. There are now two chairs. They both appear strong, but unless you look very closely, you cannot see the nail holes that have been covered up. You see, one is a master carpenter, the other is not. When you have read these messages, did you see any nail holes? If you did, then did you not question? Have you not been instructed to test all dreams against the Bible and the spirit of prophecy? It is still unclear to me what I am to do about making the Creeping Compromise books available. The Herald informs me that this matter was not understood by all. The last time he visited with me, he was instructed to tell me that God will take care of providing this book when it is time and in the way that he sees best. He says he has now been instructed to tell me what to do. On Thursday of this week, I received the funding needed to place an order for Creeping Compromise books. The Herald continues by informing me that Jesus is working with Brother and Sister S with what he needs them to do, and that they are doing their part in his work. They will provide the book in the manner in which the Holy Spirit shows them. This is his book, and it is very important. All of his people need to learn the importance of working together. He states that I am to have Brother D immediately post an overlaid large message on the website to inform all that the book Creeping Compromise is available to anyone who wants to have one by sending their mailing address. I am then to send the address to Brother M and Sister B, and they will ship each book. I am to send any monies collected to Brother H, who will order the books from the publisher, and he will work on acquiring additional funds to order more. The publishers are to send the books to Brother M and Sister B for shipping. Brother A is to invite individuals to pray for the many who will receive this book, and that the Father treasures the prayers. The Herald now tells me that I will soon awake and recall this dream as well as the ones from the rest of the week. I am to type the dreams and send them to Sister P for editing. When she returns them, I am to send them right away to certain individuals. They are each to know that they have a very special part in God's work. They are to call on the name of the Creator, and He will be there. They must hold tight to each other and support each other. Many roots make up one strong tree. Jesus is the tree and the truth. Cling with all your might to the tree. They are to know that God is working with each one, as this is for His people. And there are so many others that are doing His work in different areas. I am to understand that Lucifer also is doing all he can to try to stop this great work. The final work is here, but yet there is so much to be done. The Herald places his right hand on my left shoulder and says, "It is time for you to awake and prepare what he has shown you. I am to tell you that the work now begins. Know that all is in the hands of the great originator."